Florida's senior Senator Bill Nelson is calling for the command and control structure of the Pentagon to help coordinate the cleanup of the Gulf.
Just know that you've got some folks in Florida that are mad as wet hens right now. We've got to get this command and control straightened out where communication is going to everybody at the local level.
Nelson made those remarks this morning during the Senate's Homeland Security and Government Oversight Subcommittee, which is determining the effects of the oil disaster on Gulf states, coastal cities, and private companies. One reason Floridians are mad, Nelson says, is because the state was not notified by the Unified Command about incoming oil.
Oil is now entering Florida waters. The Orange Moose has come into Perdido Pass, into Perdido Bay. The Perdido River, Mr. Chairman, is the dividing line between Alabama and Florida, and it flows into Perdido Bay, and then that flows out into the Gulf of Mexico in Perdido Pass. Florida was not notified. The Emergency Operations Center in Escambia County in Pensacola was not notified. This all occurred yesterday. The Coast Guard is doing a great job, but they are stretched to the limit.
The Democrat warns that the oil could spread beyond the panhandle to the Keys and to the east coast of the state.
Our local and state officials, as well as their senator, are not only bewildered, but we are livid that the command and control is not there so that communication is not coming to the state and local government. It reminds me of some of the things I heard Mr. Nungesser saying in his experiences over the past several weeks as he was talking about the oil and that orange moose coming in on the wetlands in Louisiana. And they were not blessed because the winds took the oil, the fresh oil, to Louisiana wetlands. The winds blessed us at least for a while because it kept it to the west, but now it's moving to the east and to the northeast. And when the winds shift again, Mr. Chairman, and take it to the south, and it gets into the loop current, it's going to take it around the Florida Keys and up the east coast of Florida in the Gulf Stream.